Good evening. I'm Kevin Kay, and I'm one of the few Baltimore New England Patriots fans. Good to see you, too. I'm going to talk about when I moved into my first place that I had all on my own. This was back in the 90s when people were selling dot-coms and all these great things were happening. So I moved in with a minivan full of stuff, determined to unpack myself by myself. Nobody else helps me except for, like, beds and things. So I'm unpacking, and I'm approached by my neighbor on my left, a guy named Al. Al wants to sell me a cable box that'll get me all the channels that I could have. And I'm loving this greeting because I love cable, right? I'm like anybody, and I'm a kid at the candy store. And I'd love it if that was the story, but seconds later, a hatchback came in, a late model sports car with a guy that came out who was clearly limping and 250 to 260 pounds, about 6'2", and he proceeded to tell me that, hey, I just knocked out the biggest drug dealer in Bridgeport. My foot's bleeding. I'm like, okay, so I start moving things in my house. He goes, hey, can you give me a ride to the hospital? I have a minivan full of stuff that I have to bring in my house. He sees none of this. So I feel like I have to bring him to the hospital. So I say, I can't drive. I have my car full. He goes, you can drive mine. We get into the hatchback. It's a stick. Thankfully, I know how to drive this. Problem, the bucket seat does not go up. It is fully. So I am driving like this to the hospital, 7 or 8 miles. I'm asking him for directions. I'm new to the neighborhood. We get there. The emergency folks see that he's been drinking excessively. He proceeds to tell me on the way 7 to 8 times what he did. Hey, I took a bottle and I knocked out the biggest drug dealer in Bridgeport. Okay. This was very important to him. This was kind of a life-defining moment for a 38-year-old landscape owner who really liked his drugs and really appreciated the fact that he knocked out the biggest drug dealer in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So we go into the emergency room. Fast forward, we get in. They start looking at his foot, which is bleeding significantly. And he's convinced there's a piece of glass in there. So convinced that he makes us stay there for an hour to try and get extra doctors to look at the foot to actually confirm his personal diagnosis that there is glass in there. There is no glass in there. They realize that he's drunk. There's nothing we can do to put glass in there to make him happy. He keeps arguing with different doctors. We get in the car. We drive back home. Thus begins a 4.5-year journey of me avoiding Joe Nevrodowski. Thank you very much.